on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, it's a mixed bag for New Jersey commuters when it comes to how they feel about the Trump administration pulling the plug on New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan that had drivers paying as much as $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street.
It was a money grab in the first place.
It should go. We pay enough taxes.
It should go. It's not fair. It's not fair to the working guy.
It should stay put. I drive in and out for a commercial electrician, and I find that the traffic is less.
New York officials say the tolling system will stay in place while they fight the decision in court. Jersey City is calling on J.P. Morgan to drop a lawsuit that's getting in the way of building affordable housing. J.P. Morgan is challenging the planning board's jurisdiction, parking requirements, and a traffic impact study. Mayor Steve Phillips says the legal challenge is stopping the city's redevelopment agency from constructing a third residential tower with 45 units of affordable housing. He says legal experts believe the lawsuit stands very little chance of success. And after 6 years, a New Jersey fugitive is captured in Mexico.
Brian Rivers of Gloucester Township was charged in 2019 with first-degree aggravated sexual assault of a local child and 12 other related offenses. Rivers fled the country and remained at large as one of Camden County's most wanted fugitives. Police say the 42-year-old was finally taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Puebla, Mexico on February 11th and sent back to New Jersey the next day. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Walmart has made it clear that their business could very well be impacted by Donald Trump's tariff plans. The company's chief financial officer, John David Rainey, said to CNBC that while about two-thirds of Walmart's products are domestically sourced, they are, quote, not going to be completely immune from any trade duties. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed way down 450 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And is there more snow coming? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Thermometers will dig out of the freezer tomorrow. I think we're all ready for a warm-up here. Highs will reach the 30s tomorrow, then 40s this weekend, 50s in the forecast throughout next week. It's the first time in a while I've been able to call days pleasant here in the weather forecast. Still a chance for spotty showers throughout this evening. Then late tonight we'll see clearing skies and a brisk wind will kick up. Lows around 20. The wind chiller feels like temperature closer to 10 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer. Highs push into the mid-30s. For Saturday, we'll see lots of sunshine with highs near 40. And then Sunday's looking good. Partly sunny and seasonable. Highs to close out the weekend in the mid-40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange, 26 degrees. Hillsborough, 24. Toms River, 28. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.